Why do we eat only milchiks on Shavuot? First of all, I want to say that there's no obligation to eat milchiks on Shavuot. It's a Jewish custom. And like all Jewish customs, it should be kept if it's possible. Obviously, if you're lactose intolerant, no one's going to tell you to eat milchiks and kill yourself. And milchiks is a custom on Shavuot, and Shavuot is one of the only holidays, in fact, the only holiday, that has no specific mitzvah connected with it. There's no mitzvah of shofar, like on Rosh Hashanah. There's no mitzvah of sukkah and lulav, like on sukkah. There's no mitzvah of matzah, like on Pesach. Void of any specific commandment. It's just a holiday. All right? So, throughout... staying up all night, again, it's a custom. It's a very late custom, as a matter of fact. But there's no mitzvah, commandment from God, commanded on this holiday, other than keep a holiday. That's it. So, I think the Jews throughout the generations felt a little bit uncomfortable with that, for a very simple reason. First of all, every holiday does have a mitzvah connected to it. And secondly, Shavuos is sometimes overlooked. What's the simple reason why you think it's overlooked? Why is it in my first year in Halifax when I called people and wished them a good yontif, they had no idea what I was talking about? I'm not kidding you, this is a true story. I called no less than 5 people who had no idea why I'm wishing them a good yontif in the month of May, month of June. You know, why do you think Shavuos was like overlooked?
Too quiet.
Too quiet? Yes? Continue that.
Minor holiday.
Too short. It's a major holiday. It's no different in terms of its severity in Pesach. It's only one day. Outside of Israel, 2 days. Maybe we got a little better, but that's it. So the Jews throughout the generations developed various customs on Shavuos, and one of them was what Boris said, eating milchiks on Shavuos. The story with the dairy is very, very amazing. You can look for all the reasons on the net. I'll give you a reason that I feel is the real reason. The real reason is to show that we got on the holiday of Shavuos, amongst the 613, the kosher laws. Now what is the most explicit, amazing aspect of the kosher laws? The fact that you have the separation of meat and milk. So what do? We begin the meal with cheesecake or with cheese and crackers. Okay? And then, after we've eaten a little of that, we fulfill the laws of separating between meat and milk. We clear the table, wipe it off real well, we wash our hands up, even wash our mouth, and then we eat a meat meal, just like every holiday. To show that on this holiday, we received the kosher laws, which means separation between meat and milk. So we really express it, we show it in such a way that everyone could see. Interesting? Accordingly, you have to eat both meat and milk on the holiday, right? Not just dairy. But many Jews only eat dairy. The reason, they say, is as follows. The reason I just said is not the reason at all. The reason is that the Jews received the Torah on Shavuot and they had a big problem. Until Shavuot, they didn't have to keep kosher. Now they have to keep kosher. All of a sudden, they have to learn how to slaughter the meat and then check it and then salt it. A lot of work. Doesn't happen overnight. So what did they eat on Shavuos after they received the Torah? Well, they probably looked at Moses. We're starving here. We can't eat meat. We have to slaughter it and all that. We don't have any slaughterers yet. We didn't train them yet. We can't eat chicken. You got to slaughter. So what are we going to eat? So Moses said, eat fish. Fish, all you got to do is bop them on the head. He said, Moses, small problem. We're in the desert. There's no water over here. All right, so what do we got? Well, we got some cows. We got some goats. All right. Eat milk. All you got to do is milk the cow, make it, churn it into cheese, and that's it. So to remember the fact that on Shavuos they were stuck, some Jews only eat dairy meals. Now there's a marked difference between these two explanations. According to the first explanation, you're supposed to only eat dairy, correct? Which poses a problem, because many Jews like myself feel joy on the holidays when they eat meat. So how do you feel joy on the holiday if you don't eat meat? The second custom, or the second reason, would produce a custom that you're supposed to eat at every meal, milk, then clear the table, and eat meat. You're supposed to eat both. Now, which one should you prefer? Now, I'm going to be very personal here, and there's many non-halachic reasons I could say why I enjoy meat more than fish or meat, or milk, pardon me, but I want to give you the halachic reason. If usually your Yom Tov table, your holiday table, is with meat, then to have a holiday without meat, even for all these great reasons, is, in my opinion, not right. It could be that eating meat on the holiday, at least according to Maimonides, is a biblical fulfillment of being happy on the holidays. According to Tosfot, who doesn't feel it's a biblical requirement, it is a rabbinic requirement to eat meat and wine at every meal. And therefore, not to have it, in my opinion, would impinge upon that joy and that happiness of the holiday according to those authorities. Whether those authorities are correct in the absence of a temple, both Maimonides that says that he is correct on a biblical level and the Tosfot who says he's correct on a rabbinic level, obviously is much more important than a custom of any sort. So therefore, in my opinion here, we're actually very lucky. We can fulfill both. We can eat milk to remember that they didn't know how to shecht, and they didn't know how to get meat together. Then a few minutes later, we say, but now we know how, and we eat meat. Is it a good fulfillment of that reason? Maybe not. Maybe it would be better only to eat milk to show that the Jews didn't have meat. But it's a little fulfillment. According to the first reason I said, it's a great fulfillment, and you have to eat meat and milk, and thus keep the laws of kosher laws at every meal. Finally, there's another reason given for eating meat and milk, and there's many more. I'm just giving the tip of the iceberg. For eating dairy, because as I said, Jewish holidays are usually identified with meat, is as follows. On the holiday of Shavuos, as I read to you before, one of the things that we have to do is to bring a double loaf offering in the temple. Right? Today we don't have a temple, but to remember the fact that we used to bring a double loaf offering, what we do today is we eat, so to speak, a double loaf at the meal. We start with meat, and we start with milk, and we go on with meat. We start with dairy, we go on with meat. So we start with cheesecake, then we go on to eat brisket. Right? That's like the double loaf, so to speak. Anyway, dairy and Shavuos are very much intertwined. And if you want to, again, look how the big Jewish world gets ready for this holiday, if you are now in Israel, you'd see the shelves overstocked with cheeses and cottage cheeses and every sort of milk, because everyone's stocking up for the holiday, especially this year, the 2 days. But still, in honor of Shavuos. So many Jews have kept this and continue to keep this throughout the generations. And if any time you say Shavuos, everyone says two words, blintzes and cheesecake.
Rabbi, is there a significant waiting time between the time you eat milk and the meat?
No. You don't have to wait. All you have to do is make sure that all the milk products are not on the table anymore. And, of course, you washed your hands, and you've also washed your mouth in some way, like you took a drink in between, or you ate something bulky, like you ate an apple or something in between. That's the only restrictions. There is, of course, a discrepancy between, on the one hand, the need to wait between meat and milk. But there is a need to wait somehow or another. There's no need to wait between milk and meat. Because apparently it doesn't stay in your body too long, it stays between your teeth too long. There's many different reasons given.
It's 3 hours if you do eat meat, right?
It's different customs. 3 hours, 6 hours, or 1 hour. There's different customs.
Which one do you go with?
Which one do I go with? What my parents went with.
Which one?
I don't want you to think that's the only way. I do 6 hours, but ultimately the 6 hours means the fifth hour. The fifth hour and the majority of the 6 hours. So 5 hours, 31. That's for real meat. If it's chicken, I wait only 5 hours. That's our custom.
Okay.